For me today was a pretty busy one, honestly. Didn't get any solid free time until now, and it's almost midnight. I've been recording for about an hour now, I guess. Doing different requests, some that I got in emails and then some from the threads. I think I overdo it sometimes because I like to respond to all of the ones that haven't gotten responses yet, if they've been sitting for a little bit. Because I don't know. It's sad to see a script go unperformed after somebody asked for someone to perform it, you know? And so I kind of overdo it by doing all of them, including this one. But I think this one's going to be a little bit more fun. But it's also just going to sound like rambling. Oh, man. I do it to myself, so I can't really complain. And I do it because I think it's fun, so I'm having fun, so I still can't complain. But yeah, so today was a busy day, and now it's a busy night, and it's almost midnight. I got 5 minutes, but by the time I'm done doing all of the recording, who knows what time it'll be? I don't know what time it'll be. I'm a little tired. I did some yard work today. My parents' yard has a couple of, bare spots in the grass. And it really bugs my mom. She wants it to, look nice and lush and full and stuff. But they're starting to get a little old, so they can't, take care of it as easily. And they get tired, and they still work, which is ridiculous to me. But so they don't have very much time or energy to be doing that kind of stuff for themselves. So I went over to their house today, and I got some grass seed and some fertilizer, and I put it in the little grass seed spreader, and I spread it over the bare spots in the yard. And then I watered it. And I soaked it. I totally soaked it. And then right as I was, getting done, a bunch of clouds move in and it starts to rain. And it's go figure, of course. Of course. Spend all this time watering it, making sure the ground gets really soaked, and then it rains afterwards. But whatever, go figure. It probably can't hurt the grass, just little seedlings. Because for the most part, it looks pretty good. My mom waters in the mornings. And so it's starting to come in pretty nice this year. It used to be a lot more bare the last couple of years, but it's starting to come back. And then I think that this will really help. And I got an extra bag of grass seed. And so in a month maybe, I'll see what spots still look kind of bare. And if they're still looking rough, I'll take the extra bag of grass seed. I keep wanting to say bird seed. I'll take the extra bag of grass seed and I'll spread it in the places that don't have as much grass as would be ideal, I guess. I don't know. I'm gonna hope that works. So I guess that's enough about myself. It tells you several things. I have old parents. They work. I work. I live on my own. I just don't have a ton of free time. But enough free time that I can do this, I guess. I feel like I spend a lot of time doing this. I feel like I spend a lot more time than I probably should doing this, but quarantine has taken away a lot of my hobbies because I like going out and doing things. And it's given me a lot more free time because my hours got cut at work, which sucks a bunch. Here is a fun fact that you may not expect. I work at a motorcycle shop. I'm not going to tell you which one. But if you know anything about motorcycles, you'd know that there's three options. Unless it's a local shop that does all motorcycles. Work at a motorcycle shop. And I have two jobs, actually, because my hours got cut and I needed something extra. And I'm a college student. And I answer phone calls and do customer service. I don't sound like this when I do that. In person, I actually lower my voice a lot to make it, more presentable, I guess. It kind of hurts my throat. That's why I don't talk to a lot of people. Because it hurts. And it just, I don't know. I feel like this sometimes, I start to sound really annoying, and I really worry about annoying people. So I lower it a couple of octaves and I level it out. So it sounds a lot more like, hello. Oh, that's not even right. Hello. Thank you for calling the blah blah blah. My name is Sunshine. How can I help you? It sounds so fake. After spending all this time talking how it feels comfortable, it sounds really fake to say that. Oh man. Let's see. Other part of the question. What do I enjoy doing? I have a lot of fun with this. I like to read, which is ironic because I'm dyslexic. It actually makes reading these scripts really, really hard. So, two fun facts. And also, it just lets you know how much work I put into doing these sometimes, I think, because I'm dyslexic. So, it's really hard to read these sometimes. And I have a stutter. I mostly have worked through it, but sometimes if something's a little hard to read and it doesn't feel supernatural, ha, Supernatural, it's a TV show, and it doesn't feel really natural, I start to stutter really bad. That's like some of the scripts that I've done, you can kind of hear it in, because they're people don't write in stutters like I stutter. But you can hear it in some of them, like the ones where I start to get really excited, like honestly really excited, and I'm like feeling it myself, and I'm sort of going for it. I start to stutter because I get too excited. It's really bad. And there are just some other ones. If I mess up on a line, I'll start to stutter it, and sometimes I have to re-record it because I fucked it up too bad. And sometimes I just try to work it into the script. Because I don't want to re-record it again. Because I'm 13 minutes in, and if I have to re-record it again, I'll cry. Yep, so other things that I enjoy doing. I like music, like making music. I can play the clarinet and the piano and, the ocarina, and I recently got a little thing. It's called a kalimba. It's like a little thumb harp. It's really cool. Mine's a little bit out of tune right now, and I'm trying to find a way to tune it because I don't have access to a piano. And I can't find any videos that's like, here's just a C, a C major, blah, blah, blah. Pissing me off. Yep, I kind of like to garden, but I don't have a yard, so all of my gardening is I get really tall glass, pint glasses. That's what I've got over here. I'm looking at my plants right now, going, what do I plant with? I've got little pint glasses that I'll plant seeds in and wait until they grow, and then that's what I use as like a little garden. And then by all of my windows and just like really random spots, I've got plants in these big tall pint glasses just sitting there because I don't have a yard to garden in, but I still want plants, so that's what I do. It's really aesthetic. Yeah, I kind of like to paint too, but it's messy and I don't have as much time for it, and it's an expensive hobby. That's something they never talk about. It's an expensive hobby. Being an artist is pricey. What's a hobby I've always been curious about? Well, I guess FSA. I sort of see it as like a hobby right now, and I was always kind of curious about it and I wanted to get into it. Now I'm getting into it, so here I am. Ta-da! Real hobbies. I guess any hobby I've been curious about, I've tried at least once or twice. So I don't know if that counts as just being curious about them anymore. I like rocks. That's my hobby, actually. I like to collect rocks. I know a lot of stuff about rocks. My school's geology department tried to recruit me at some point. Because I go to all their events, because I like to look at the rocks, and I like to hold them, and I like to see the pretty rocks and take pictures of them. And sometimes it's, like, a good way to, like, get rocks. If they've got, like, a weird surplus and they don't know what to do with them, they'll, like, auction some of them off. Because the geology department has more rocks than they know what to do with. And they've got a geology advisor, and he's really nice, and I almost said his name, but I shouldn't do that, and I'm not going to do that. But he tried to recruit me for that once or twice because he saw that I was into rocks and he's like, what's your major? And I was like, not geology. And it's not gonna be. I just like rocks as a hobby. I don't want to make a job out of it. I've got so many rocks. It's almost not funny. Let's see. Oh, you just want to listen to someone talk for a while. DJ's cute. Other things I can talk about. Corona is making me grumpy. It just is. Like, it's making me grumpy. I don't like being stuck at home all the time. And every time you leave, like, where I am is pretty liberal. And so if you don't wear a mask when you leave the house, people look at you like you're fucking killing babies or something. And I'm not. I'm just trying to mind my own business and go take pictures of flowers and find new rocks and sit in the grass. Why are you glaring at me? I just want to have fun. It's not fair. And like, where are you supposed to get a mask at this point? Like, why would I get a mask when I'm not coming into contact with anybody, you know? Like, it's a waste. There are people who really do need the masks, who really need to wear them, who really need to do stuff with them. Why would I buy them? That's such a waste. Like, I don't... There's no reason for it. Meh. It just seems wasteful. Other things. I don't know what else to talk about. I'm not super interesting. I don't know a lot of super interesting stuff, so I don't know what to say. Sunshine thinking noises. ASMR. Okay, another fun fact. Last fun fact, and then I'll stop, because it's the 14-minute audio, and it's just rambling. Okay, last fun fact. I broke my nose in middle school, and I can't smell anything. Can't smell freshly baked cookies. I can't smell sewage water. I can't smell stinky farts. I can't smell flowers. I can't smell perfumes or colognes. I can smell diesel fuel, which sucks. And I can smell rubbing alcohol. And... there's some kind of citrusy something that I can smell sometimes. Not all the time, not often, but sometimes. I don't know exactly what it is because it's always mixed in with something and then I can like vaguely smell it. And it's citrusy. Well, it's I don't think it's citrusy, but it's like always in orange, lemon, citrusy themed candles and like balms and stuff. And I haven't figured out what it is yet. And there's this one aloe vera themed deodorant that my sister used once that smelled awful. And I could smell it and she couldn't. And the other person who was there with us at the time could also smell it. And we both agreed it smelled really bad and she couldn't smell it at all. And she was so angry that she bought... that I could finally smell something and it happened to be her deodorant and it smelled bad. She has a really good nose, so and she can't... And I used to have a really, really, really good nose. I had the freaking best nose, man. And then I broke it. And then it was goodbye, schnoz. Rest in peace. I broke it in a swimming accident. There is no way to fix it. It's pretty much just a done deal. My nose looks fine. It's straight. I can breathe. It's doing good. Yep, that's it. I'm done. Good night. Bye-bye. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Bed bugs bite.